Well, good morning, Trinity. Happy New Year. It's good to be with you this morning. My name is Aaron Rousseau. I'm one of the pastors here at the church. And we are so glad to gather with you on this first Sunday in 2017. If you're with us on a regular basis, it's always good to see you darken our doors. And if this is your first time with us this morning, welcome. We are so glad that you are with us. And if everyone would please take a moment and fill out the Connect card found inside the bulletin. It's such a useful tool for us here. It really helps us out. So if you're a regular, just your name and email address is fine. If you're here for the first time, as much information as you are comfortable providing so that we might reach out to you and get to know you a little bit better and help you get to know us better. Also, inside your bulletin, of course, as always, are a number of announcements, things going on at the church. It's always busy here. This year will be no exception. So to find out ways that you can plug into the ministries of the church, you got to read your bulletin, go online to our website, or follow us on social media. So please take opportunity to peruse that information this morning. One of the traditions that we have here on Sundays at Trinity is called the Mission Box. Each Sunday we take an offering that goes over and above our normal gifts, our normal tithes and offerings that fund the ministries of this church, to fund another ministry, a way we give back to the community. And this morning's Mission Box is near and dear to my heart. A wonderful couple named Trey and Larissa Genter. Larissa is a child of Trinity. She grew up here, was in Sunlight, went on all the mission trips that the youth go on, and those mission trips led her to a call to ministry herself. And she's now in the mission field, serving with Overland Missions in Mozambique, Africa. And we have a video update from Trey and Larissa this morning I'd like for you to see.
Bon dia! Trey and Larissa Genter here in Mozambique with Overland Missions. We want to give you an update and say thank you for your continued support this year. In the past year, we have moved to Mozambique. We've established life here, and we've also been taking Portuguese lessons, as you can tell. We also have been named base manager, so we are tasked with the responsibility of maintenance of the property or organization of purchase and creating a living environment for people to be launched into the nation.
Not only that, but first and foremost, we are here for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has brought us here to this nation to reach the unreached, to reach the people who may have never heard of Jesus Christ before. And we established a Bible study in March when we first got here. And we have been going out every week to every other week just to touch in with them and to teach them the Word of God and to water the seed, to plant the seed into the water. And praise the Lord that He has made it grow. One of our translators, her name is Tina, she came out with us one day. And during the meeting, she said three different times, the seeds are growing, the seeds are growing, the seeds are growing. And I praise God for that. All we did was plant the seeds and water them with the Word of God, and we watch the Lord do His thing. And we praise Him for highlighting leaders, local leadership, to take the Word of God to all the other places that haven't been reached yet. We thank the Lord that this nation is being set on fire with the Spirit. Praise God. We are so thankful to be here to lay the foundation and make this place a springboard for the gospel to go out.
So thank you so much for your support this past year and your continued support financially and through prayer.
Thank you. Muito obrigado.
Muito obrigada.
And thank you very much.
Aren't they adorable? I had the privilege of officiating their wedding ceremony a year ago this weekend. So they're celebrating their one-year anniversary. And like I said, they're serving in Mozambique, doing great work. And I invite you to be generous. Join me and my family in supporting them by giving at the Mission Box. So as my family and I were driving in this morning, we turned on the 53rd Avenue. And when you turn on the 53rd Avenue, the rising sun is right there in your eyes. But the sky looked gorgeous this morning, and it brought to mind the lyric from 10,000 Reasons, one of my favorite contemporary songs. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, time to sing your song. And here we are, gathered here this morning on this first Sunday 2017, to sing the song of God. A new day has dawned on a new year that welcomes us. And with that, I say, welcome home. Would you please stand and greet one another and say Happy New Year to somebody?
loving God, we have gathered here in spirit and truth to worship you this morning. Pour out your grace upon us that we may be transformed in your love and leave here bearing the light of Christ in all that we sing and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We have an opportunity now to go to God in prayer together as a community. And as we do, I would invite you to remember all those who are in our hospital, rehab, and otherwise, who are in need of our care and our prayers. As you remember them today, may you also remember to pray for them throughout the coming week. And as we enter into a new year, I invite you and encourage you to continue to pray for peace among our entire world, that terrorism will be eradicated, and that the love of Christ may be known to all. We're going to begin our prayer time with a moment of sacred silence, and as you do, you're invited to lift your petitions up to God, whether they are praises or concerns or both. But let us pray. God of mercy and grace, who gives birth to light and illuminates all darkness. Just as the Magi long ago sought your presence in the world, we seek the same. Let us linger, like the wise men, on our knees in worship long enough to recognize you in the world, in our friends and strangers, and in ourselves. As you reveal yourself in and among us, show us all the places where we might get in the way of your transforming love. Remove our fear and arrogance so that the light we share is your light and the ministry we engage in is truly in service to you. We pray for all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, as well as those whose lives are impacted by terrorism and injustice or evil in any form. Use our hands to offer gentleness and relief. Use our words to seek comfort and to be a voice for the voiceless. Pain and brokenness touch us all, holding some more firmly than others. Bind up the brokenhearted and free the oppressed. No pain is too great for you to bear, and no loss can remove us from your love. May we be a witness to your love and light, holding hope for those who are overwhelmed by grief and unable to hold it for themselves. How long, Lord, you have waited for all your people to live in peace. Forgive us for our excuses and our reluctance to change. Be with those who lead us, those who challenge us, and those who see themselves as our enemies. Your wisdom still calls out in the world. May we, your church, and all the leaders of the world, hear her cry. Show us the way of peace and grant us the strength to pursue it with unwavering passion. By your grace, you have brought us through yet another year and given us the choice to follow you onward from here. May our gratitude continually lead us to seek your light, and may that same light guide us in the year to come, drawing us ever closer to you and to each other as we pray the words Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory forever.
Sing together.
giving back to God out of the resources that He has blessed our lives with. Not only do we give back ourselves as a living sacrifice, but we want to give back out of our financial gifts that God has blessed us with so that the ministries of this church can continue, so that we may be a beacon of light and hope in Gainesville and beyond in the world. And so I'll invite the ushers to come forward now as we pray. Loving and gracious God, we thank You for all that flows into our lives, and we give back to You now our financial resources, our tithes and our offerings. May You bless these. May they be seeds for Your kingdom that continue to be fruitful, not only in this year, but in generations to come. May Your name be glorified in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come today to you? This child that you
about you, but I love the intersection of our secular observance of the New Year holiday and our observance as a church of the Epiphany, the weekend after Christmas. Each in their own way bring us an opportunity to reflect on new beginnings. First, a word about the New Year. One of my favorite New Year sayings has always been, an optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. Typically, I lean toward the former rather than the latter, but man, this year, well, let's just say I'm happy to leave it in my rear view. In so many ways, 2016 felt like the opening paragraph of Charles Dickens' classic Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, the worst of times. times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. You know what I'm saying, so on and so forth. I think 2016 was as dichotomous a year as I've ever experienced. But thanks be to God, today is a new day and brings with it a new year. So I pray that 2017 will bring out the best, the very best, in our shared humanity. Now a word about Epiphany. Epiphany comes from the Greek word epiphania, which means a sudden manifestation of a hidden divinity or a splendid appearance. One commentator defines Epiphany as a sudden, surprising happening that changes everything completely. Now, as we know from the Christmas story, the coming of Christ was first revealed to the Jewish world through the shepherds, who heard the angelic announcement and ran to the stable to see for themselves. Through the wise men, however, whose visitation we celebrate today, Christ was revealed to the Gentile world, or the rest of the world. God's gift of His only Son, Jesus Christ, was meant for the salvation of all humankind. That, my friend, changed everything completely. Eugene Peterson put it this way: the arrival of Jesus signaled the beginning of a new era. God entered history in a personal way and made it unmistakably clear that He is on our side, doing everything possible to save us. God didn't just show up. He moved in to the neighborhood. New Year's Day, Epiphany Sunday, thank you to God for the beginnings of new eras. And so let us pray together. Emmanuel, God with us. In the reading of the Scripture, may Your word be heard. In the meditations of our hearts, may Your word be known. And in the faithfulness of our lives, may Your word be shown. Amen. Our reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hear now the word of God. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the territory of Judea, during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote: You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report to me, so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went, and look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route. The word of God for the people. Reading this passage this week brought to mind my longtime favorite Christmas hymn, O Holy Night. And I was thrilled at the last service when somebody who knows this about me brought me this gift, says, O Holy Night. The only thing is, it was empty. And I would have really loved another cup of coffee this morning. But O Holy Night is my favorite hymn, in part because of this lyric. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. It is also a favorite because of this anthemic refrain which came to mind while reading this morning's passage. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Can you imagine what it must have been like for the wise men when the arduous journey from their distant homeland was rewarded with an audience with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the very God of very God in the flesh of a newborn child? Matthew tells us, falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What a beautiful image of worship. Now, the amazing thing about this is that the Magi followed a completely different belief system from that of the family of Jesus or even the people of Herod's empire. Yet still they saw signs through their own religious worldview that compelled them to respond to the beliefs of a faith tradition different from their own. Face to face with God, their experience of the divine presence was real, powerful, and joyful, and it dropped them to their knees in worship. And they offered valuable items that were standard gifts used to honor a king or a deity in the ancient world. Gold, a precious metal that symbolized the kingship of the Christ child. Frankincense, perfume or incense that symbolized Jesus' priestly role. And myrrh, anointing oil that foretold the suffering of Jesus' death. It is worth noting, however, that these gifts were not presented on that holiest of nights when Christ was born, but much later. Still, it makes for great Christmas pageantry, doesn't it, when Mary and Joseph find lodging in a Bethlehem manger, to then be visited by shepherds who come after witnessing the angelic proclamation of the good news, to then be followed by the wise men who saw his star rise. And who doesn't love great Christmas pageantry? We do here at Trinity. We saw it a couple weeks ago when our children did a live nativity right out front. We saw it again on Christmas Eve during the children's service when they put on their play, The Good News. You know, I saw a rather unique telling of the Christmas story with pageantry in late November. And this, by the way, is a perfect example of my dichotomous experience of the year 2016. My family had been in Gatlinburg to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday together, and we left literally just hours before the wildfire swept through, wreaking havoc on that beautiful city, leaving death, injury, destruction, and thousands of acres and structures. So this immeasurable joy of our family vacation was dampened by profound sorrow after seeing events unfold there. Anyway, our family went to Dollywood in neighboring Pigeon Forge the day after Thanksgiving. It was cold that morning. The park was beautifully decorated for Christmas. And all of these great live shows that only Dollywood can do had a Christmas 15, every last one of them. And one captured my attention right away because it was titled, O Holy Night. And I knew that was one that I was not to be missed. And I'm so glad that we saw it because it spoke to my heart in so many ways. The story paralleled the lives of a modern-day family who were celebrating Christmas after the matriarch of the family had died, and that is something to which I can truly relate. But it also tells the story of three brothers who were watching their flocks in a Bethlehem field on the night of Jesus' birth. Now, what struck me about the latter part of this story was how after the wise men had come and presented their gifts to the Christ child, the youngest of those three brothers approached Mary and Joseph, saying, "We don't have the means to offer gifts such as these." And he was, of course, referring to the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh presented by the wise men. "But I have two brothers who I love very much. Nathanael is strong. He once carried two strays all by himself back to the herd. And Michael is so smart, he can count the whole herd just by looking at them. Now, I'm not nearly as strong as my brothers or as smart, but if Nathanael gives you his strength," and Nathanael spoke up when the child said, "I do," "and if Michael gives you his quick learning," who also spoke up saying, "I do," "then I have a heart that can love, and that is my gift." So sweet. "I have a heart that can love, and that is my gift to you." This dramatic telling of the Christmas story got me thinking about the gifts that we bring. What offerings of worship do we bring to our King? To be sure, each one of us has that heart that can love. And the greatest commandment we've been given is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like it, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. What's more, as members of Christ's Holy Church, we have made a covenant together to combine the resources of our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. When we respond to God's grace in our lives and offer ourselves in the fulfillment of each of these five vows, when we live into our mission of making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, we are being the church God is calling us to be. We are being the church a watching world. With that in mind, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and listen for a moment to this Christmas prayer by Howard Thurman. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music. Throughout Advent and Christmas, Steve and Catherine reflected on the mystery of the divine incarnation and how Christ came so far from heaven to that lowly Bethlehem manger. It really was such a strange way to save the world. Yet Howard Thurman's beautiful Christmas prayer points us to another powerful truth. truth about the meaning of Christmas. The work of Christmas is fully participatory and meant to continue in us and through us long after the season ends. Next week, when you come back for worship, all of this beautiful decor will be gone. The 12 days of Christmas will have ended. Yet the question for us all remains, what work of Christmas might God be asking us to do in the coming year? Now, chances are that 2017 will be as dichotomous as 2016. I hope not. But it's likely, because following Jesus doesn't spare us from life's ups and downs. But maybe the spirit of Christmas can help us see that life's ups and downs are so much more. Maybe instead of ups and downs, they're ins and outs. God using the everyday and ordinary events of our lives to work in us. As individuals, as churches, as communities, so we can work out being the hands and feet of Christ in loving relationship with our sisters and brothers in need. You might be wondering what you can do in the year ahead. Well, some of the best advice I've ever received is simply this. Are you ready? Show up and pay attention. Seriously, show up and pay attention. Every last one of us in this room is a minister of the good news of Jesus Christ. So if we're living our everyday, ordinary lives intent on being that good news, then oftentimes all we have to do is show up and pay attention to what's going on around us. And the Spirit of Christ will give us a nudge so we know what to do. I was given a beautiful example of what I mean by this just this week. On Christmas Day, maybe you saw this, the paper ran a story about a couple from High Springs who volunteer at Grace Marketplace Homeless Center, like some of you who are involved in Called to Action. The husband was talking with one of the residents about his love for fishing, and the resident made a simple remark about how he would love to eat fried fish with lots of hot sauce. Now, this exchange gave the man an idea. What if they showed God's love for the people of Grace Marketplace by hosting a fish fry during the Christmas season? Now, what ended up happening is rather astounding. And it demonstrates for us what God can do when we are willing to show up and pay attention. The man had challenged his fisherman friends to show up on a Saturday to go fishing together and hopefully catch what they would need to feed approximately 200 people at Grace Marketplace. The man was there waiting. A man and his son who had only four fingers on each of his hands. Three people showed up to fish. They decided to go anyway, except in one boat. And you know what they did? They set out. They dropped anchor at their first spot. They cast their lines. And you know what happened? They never stopped catching fish. They reeled in one after another until they were so tired they had to stop. And after 4 hours, the live wells in their boat were full. Guess how many fish the three men that showed up caught? 270. Enough to provide three pieces of fish each for 200 people at Grace Market. The couple used the fish fry to share the good news of the love of God through Jesus Christ. Indeed, their simple act of love and kindness, born, by the way, out of an everyday, ordinary love for fishing and a simple conversation, ministered to hurting men and women in need of hope. Now, we might not have gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but at the very least, we all have hearts that can love. Let us offer our hearts to God and our every neighbor as we perform the work of Christmas to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nation, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. May God let it be so.
From that very first Christmas until now, the story of Christmas, the work of Christmas has always meant to be participatory. The shepherds, the wise men, now us. And we have an opportunity every time we gather at Christ's table to be nourished within our soul for the journey ahead and to experience the living and real presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then as we get up from this table to go out into the world to be Christ incarnate, to be the hands and feet of Christ at work in our world. What a strange way to save the world, and yet it is God's plan. And so with Christ, I say to you, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. Before the mountains were brought forth, or you had formed the earth from everlasting to everlasting, you alone are God. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom you have revealed yourself, our light and our salvation. You sent a star to guide wise men to where the Christ was born, and in your signs and witnesses in every age and throughout all the world, you have led your people from far places to his light. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and gave thanks and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance." And when the supper was over, he took the cup and gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. For pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. I would like to invite all those who are going to help us serve communion to go ahead and come forward now to the altar rail. By the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, we're going to invite you to come, coming out of your sections by the left, beginning with your front row and making our way back. And as you come forward, you can come with your hands cupped, and we will tear off a piece of bread for you, and you can dip it into the cup, and then you can come and you can kneel here, you can fall on your knees and worship the living Christ. Or you can return by the right side of your section and continue to pray and meditate. Come and respond to God's amazing and unfailing grace, for he is here to meet you at his table. Come.
Thank you.
love is indeed the gift of Christmas, and we go about the work of Christmas. May love be the name written on our hearts. Would you take the hand of your neighbor and receive this blessing? In 2017, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you. Amen.
Thank you.